Hello, this is Hal again from Rhythmically Inclined, and I'm here with Corey Smart, and we're going to talk about his bumper for New Leonardos. Let's take a listen. Now, Corey, what were you thinking when you were making this podcast? What was your process? I mean, I'm sorry, this bumper. What were you thinking when you were making this bumper?
Well, I mean, I had a few different ideas. Truthfully, I don't know Leonardo as well as a lot of people, but after talking to the producer, I was told that Leonardo really was big into water and using water in his art and pretty much everything. And so I kind of just focused on that idea, the use of water and sound and making something that sounded interesting with an everyday sound. That was for the first part of the bumper. Then the second part, the producer had suggested that we try something new. Leonardo had worked on some ideas with mirrors and reversing and stuff like that. And that's basically all the second part is it's a reversal of the first part.
Oh, interesting.
Truthfully, the second part I didn't think was going to work. He suggested the idea to me, and I went, okay, well, I have a way of doing this, so why don't I try it? So I reversed the audio.
You didn't and,
press yeah. And, I don't know. I didn't expect it to work, and it sounded a lot cooler than I thought it would. So,
yeah, I really like the effect where it's kind of like the sweep from the you got the water sound, and then you have the pad synthesizer. It's kind of cool how you can hear the tail, and it's coming up like a rise, and then you hear the crack of it, you know, like the attack of it, like coming out of the beginning. And, you know, and I always heard sound designers use that a lot, actually.
Yes.
Like whenever they are doing stuff that, you know, sounds reversed or, you know, it's really popular. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I never really realized, well, I never even really thought about how they did that. And now you gave me an idea of what I can do.
I'll admit, I've experimented a little more with reversing before and after making these bumpers, and I had a hard time with it. It kind of would come out a little bit mushy, wouldn't sound as neat. And in this case, I found that the voice was kind of the key element to that.
Yeah.
I kind of had some echo, some extended kind of things with the music and the sounds, which helped, but the voice, if it was too long or too noticeable, really made the reversal sound off because it would just stick out.
Where'd you get the water sample from?
I actually created it through one of my virtual instruments. I worked with, I believe it was a marimba to begin with.
A marimba.
And I really played around with what I could do with it.
Interesting. It sounds a lot like water.
Thank you. And I don't know. I would like to go into Foley at some point, so I just kind of focused on the main parts. A soft hit with kind of a little bit of a ring to it.
Yeah, we'll put a little bit of delay on there.
Yes. And then that was for most of the water. Then I did find I used that instrument to make
the droplets.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. The musical style. And then I did find an instrument that just had sound effects to it. And I added just a little bit of that version of water dropping to it just to kind of add a little more chaos to it. I think it's really made by just the musical notes.
It's very interesting.
Very builds.
did you differentiate the notes on the droplets to kind of give it a more of a dynamic sound rather than
yes I'd originally first made it where it was just kind of a arpeggiated scale.
Uh-huh.
Just going up by I think 3 or 5 da 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 kind of thing, and it It sounded okay, but it just didn't have very much oomph. So I kind of scattered around. I kept the kind of arpeggiated style, so I didn't try to play any notes connected to each other a second away. And I would at least try to go a third. I would usually go 1-3-5-4 kind of thing, and then kind of decrease the volume or the velocity for the fourth one, so it wasn't as noticeable.
Yeah, when you say arpeggiator, kind of gives me an idea, because there's like settings on different arpeggiators where you can turn on a random scale, and you know, and then I figured that.
I kind of tried to do something like that, and it didn't work out so well, just because I was adding in that other instrument, and the other instrument did have a key to the music. Or the water droplets that it had, so I had to keep everything within a set key, made it harder to use an actual arpeggiator. So what I ended up doing was I experimented with the arpeggiator, and then I just arpeggiated myself by hand so that I made sure nothing was out of order.
Very interesting. I would have never thought that you made it like that. That's very cool. Well, let's go ahead and listen to it one more time. All right, excellent. Okay, guys, thanks for listening, and stay classy.